And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, we are down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. So, listen, number one of the triple dipper here, we're going to spend a few minutes on the price of Texas tea. What am I talking about? Well, so here's the deal. You've got, and by the way, Boomer, we're going to do that audio clip from Grover Norquist here in just a minute, all right? Just to let you know. You have to look at the price of the pump and go, what the heck? I mean, is everything in the economy tied to gas? Well, in many ways it is. I mean, it's just, it's nuts how much is tied to the petroleum industry. And I don't mean nuts like in a bad way. I mean just nuts because that's just the way it is. I mean, you can't ship goods to market without it. You can't buy gas to go to work without it. You can't, run the trains on time, so to speak, without it. You can't have airline tickets without it. You can't, all said and done, so much of what we do, you can't farm fields without it. You just, on and on and on. The oil and gas industry, we're tied down to this, and we should be, until they can develop an energy source that will completely supplant it without having to be subsidized by government. We should rely upon the oil and gas industry. Why would we not? It's there. It's proven. And oh, by the way, that private sector is working double overtime to increase its capabilities. Meanwhile, Biden just announced a minute ago, and I haven't found the storyline to help me understand exactly what it is he's doing, but it appears what he's going to do is put another $2.8 billion of government money into subsidizing green energy by trying to help with the augmentation of the supply chain for batteries. Really? Well, here's the deal. The policies of federal government and state government are often what drives the price at the pump. So when you're looking at my, you know, whimsical title here, The Price of Texas Tea, when you're looking at the price of gas at the pump, you have to look not just at, well, that oil company sure is making a lot of money. No, that's the cheap excuse that the Democrats want to throw out there. What you have to look at is what policies are in place and how do they drive the pump prices? How do they set the market? How does governmental policy impact the industry? All of that plays in, and for them to deny that their actions have anything to do with it is just to the point of being, well, it is, it's unbelievable. I was about to say, to the point of being unbelievable, it is unbelievable. It's not believable. It's just a bold-faced lie sometimes. Story I got here off Politico. Phil, you went to Politico 2 days in a row. I know. Bear with me. Politico, Biden administration to tap the oil reserve again ahead of the midterms. You see, here's the other thing. Price at the pump is also political. And they're worried because they know that all God's children got to buy gas for the cars. All right. Everybody has some form of commute or at least goes to the grocery store or does something. Not everybody's working from home. And so the Biden administration is concerned. And it's interesting that even Politico is pointing out the Biden administration is going to tap the oil reserve again ahead of the midterms, meaning they're trying to drive the price down at the pump so that inflation won't be as big a deal at the polls. It's a little too late for that, a couple weeks away here. Says the Biden administration will release 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in December in a bid to drive fuel prices down. The release will account for the last of the 180 million barrels President Joe Biden authorized the Energy Department to disburse in March, leaving another 400 million barrels in reserve. The administration will also look into a possible new authorization to ship more barrels after that. Okay, did you catch that part? He's already authorized 180 million barrels to be released from our strategic reserves, taking us down to the lowest levels that our strategic reserves have been in since they were instituted, I believe. And he's also saying, and oh, by the way, he may do more than that. So at some point today, apparently Biden was going to speak about gas prices, and I don't know that he has. I haven't seen it. But he was doing a live presentation just a moment ago, so I'll check online during the next break. The move comes, it says, as the administration has been meeting with oil company executives to negotiate ways to lower fuel prices ahead of the midterm elections, in which inflation, partly driven by high energy prices, will be a key issue. Politico, when the liberals are pointing it out, you know it's legit. It's happening. All right, that being said, what happens when state policies get in the way? Because it's not just what we pay at the pump is not just what is going on from the federal side. All right, truthfully, sometimes the states, which create a patchwork quilt across the nation of prices that are, you know, here, there, and the other, it's amazing what goes on at the state level to just gerrymander pricing. And I tell you what, I'm going to take a look at that too. Boomer, you got a phone call for me? Let's do that. And hey, and Boomer, check my mic feed, please, if you would, my headphone feed. All right. You got a call for me? All right. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan, line one. How you doing, bud?
Man, I'm doing fine. But yeah, you get me stirred up. My God, but you know what? You can tell the truth and tell it like it is, but it still stirs me up. First off, your electric car, where do the batteries go when they're no longer good? Could you tell me where they go?
I would assume they go into a landfill. What do you think?
Yes, they will go into a landfill, but is it going to be a properly sealed landfill, or is it just going to be nobody's looking in the middle of the night like the illegal aliens will drop it off?
You know, just a plane full show up at Martha's Vineyard and get buried out by the coast.
Exactly. So there's your first problem. Second problem, nobody can afford those. I can't afford that. Come on. You know, I'm retired. My wife's still working, but still I can't afford that. It's ridiculous. And then quit touching the backup oil we have for if there is a war. And the way you're leading this country, everybody's taking advantage of us. And I wouldn't be surprised if Russia or a third world like a China or something says, you know what, let's see what we can get away with. Let's fly one over there and see what happens, right? Well, hey, guess what, hero? You know, you got less gas, so you're not going to control. You're not going to be able to, run our tanks or anything that's got a motor in it to defend ourselves because we're going to be out of oil. Dude, stop hugging the tree. Start drilling and do what we did before. That was the first thing you had on your stack of, executive orders, and it was oil. You should have just took that one and set it aside, say everything's fine right now, and I'm good. And he would have been a hero.
Yeah, he would have been a hero. But then again, it was what Trump did. So whatever Trump did, he had to do the opposite. And so if Trump had low prices and a good industry, he's going to go ahead and just crush it. That's what he did.
Dude, if that's being a child, you're supposed to be the president of the United States. That's a very important position, if I might add, and you're acting like a kid. Oh, maybe because Trump did it. I'm not going to do that. Come on, you're like a baby.
Now, Wolverine Dan, you know he said the adults are back in charge. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Next time we eat ice cream, Bozo, use a spoon. See you later.
See you, Dan. Wow.
he was fired up.
I'm saying. Hey, I tell you what, though, he's not wrong. See what I'm saying? The executive orders on day one were designed to put a shock into the oil and gas industry, and they did. And guess what? Here's the other thing. When government policies get put in place that impact an industry, it creates what they call industry instability. It creates shock waves throughout the industry that make them concerned about whether they should invest on behalf of their shareholders. Should they invest more dollars in something that is being attacked by the government that regulates them? I mean, the same government that says it's okay to drill here is the government who's saying we don't like you anymore and we want to crush your very soul. That's what they're doing. We want to kill the oil and gas industry so we can all go green. We need more gas. How does that balance out? I don't know. But the people who have been told by the administration, the ones who regulate them, the ones who control the EPA and all the others, that they have been told by that administration that they are the evil that is perpetrating upon the average citizen in the United States. When the reality is they have a duty to their shareholders not to invest in such a way that it could very well be a loss. Well, if they're being told that they're evil and told that they don't want them to drill, what are they supposed to do? And so what does Biden do? He runs to see Saudi Arabia. He begins background discussions with Venezuela. And then you got to look at the states. Gavin Newsom continues to impress. So Gavin Newsom, story here on Fox News dated October 19th. Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Economists and oil market experts sharply criticized Governor Gavin Newsom for his recent rhetoric blaming greedy oil companies for high gasoline prices in California. Has Gavin Newsom ever stopped to wonder, by the way, this story came out today, has Gavin Newsom ever stopped to wonder why in the world the prices are different as soon as you hit the border of California? Because if they were gouging, don't you think they'd be gouging next door in Nevada and gouging in Arizona and gouging not too far away in, I don't know, Texas, up north in Washington and Oregon? I mean, but no. It's only in California. But they're gouging. All right, I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. Let me get this caller before we go to the break real quick. Line two, Robert from Huntsville. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. I used to work logistics and intelligence in the military. Now I'm retired. You know, one of the main reasons why they have the oil reserves is because years ago they were afraid that it would just take one nuclear bomb to bomb the Saudi oil fields in the Middle East.
Yep.
Then all the oil would be radioactive and it could not be used. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I would bet that's the case, and the same thing could be true of our own domestic energy production. If they began to hit some of our key terminals and refineries and oil fields, the same thing could happen even with our domestic production, and then we're subject to whatever they want to price it at from overseas.
Because all the oil is in one area there in the Middle East, and you let off one nuke, it's all radioactive, and then the price of oil will be $300 a barrel. I thought I would let you know about that.
Yeah, hey, Robert, and thanks for your service too, by the way. I thought that the Strategic Reserve was just to help gain votes for Democrats for the midterms. That's what I thought it was for.
I just thought I would let you know that.
All right, man. Thanks.
God bless.
Appreciate you. Boomer, I tell you what, I'm going to play this now. You know what? I'll hold that audio clip till we get back from the break. Let's take the break about 30 seconds early, and then I'll jump right back in. When we get back, I'm still on this one. The price of Texas tea, black gold, Texas tea. Yep. Well, if it's only as easy as the Beverly Hillbillies, you know what I'm saying? But we'll talk about state policies too, and what folks are saying about Gavin Newsom claiming price gouging. Well, how many policies have you got in place there, Governor? We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some ground all across North Alabama. Hey, listen, I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper. We're going to be on it for a little bit here. The price of Texas tea, had some texts that came in. Where was one? That wasn't it. That wasn't it. JT from Lacey Springs says, as the Strategic Oil Reserve is depleted, the demand for hamster wheel generators is going to exceed capabilities more than a sagebrush fire, he said. Tim from Madison, he agrees. It's not just unbelievable, it's absurd. Paul from Athens says, we need to fix the oil shortage. How about we confiscate some of Gavin Newsom's hair oil? He also says Biden can't keep flying all over to his multiple vacations. That's true. That is, I mean, the man gets on a short flight to Delaware like virtually every other weekend. I saw a report that Biden has vacationed, I believe, more than any other president, and he's spent like something like a third of his time in office, not in office, going on vacation. Unreal. Okay, hey, listen, I'm going to do this before the break. Let's do this. Experts shred Gavin Newsom's blame game for California's high gas prices. Story out today on Fox News. Says, this is a quote, this is a tweet, actually, that was sent out by Governor Gavin Newsom. Gas prices are up while oil companies rake in record, all caps, record profits. It does not add up. We cannot continue to allow greedy oil companies to rip us off at the pump. Well, this is such a red herring. I mean, the most disingenuous thing I've ever seen. He knows for a fact that when you hit the border of California, you are suddenly incurring multiple levels of taxation and regulatory policy that changes everything for a California pump. You can literally, if you had a gas pump on each side of the border of Texas to pick a neighboring state, Arizona, Nevada, and you just stepped across the line, you'd be paying like $1.50 less. That's not price gouging, sir. That's government policy. And somebody who points out here, David Kreutzer, the senior economist at the Institute for Energy Research, commented, you'd have to explain why oil companies are ripping people off 50% more in California than they are the rest of the world and why they only choose it to do it now. He said, the big problem we have is policies that are in place, especially in California. They make it difficult to expand supply. When you have these rules and regulations that prevent markets from responding as robustly as they could, prices are going to go up. I mean, it's just common sense. But I've got a quote. I've got an audio clip here. Let's see how we're doing on time. Yeah, we got it. This is a piece that I pulled down off an interview with Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform on this very thing. And you're going to hear first, I believe you're going to hear Governor Gavin Newsom, and then you're going to hear the follow-up. It takes about a minute and a half. Go ahead and play it.
Announcing what he's doing about it or how he's contributing to helping solve this inflationary crisis, the governor of that state is blaming oil companies. Listen.
We're currently, as we speak today, $2.50 more than the national average. There's nothing comparable close as it relates to state taxes, of which the vast majority of states have gas taxes. They've averaged about 29, 30 cents. Ours is about 54 cents. This is just rank price gouging. They can get away with it. They're fleecing you. They're taking advantage of you, every single one of you, every single day.
Shouldn't the onus be on lawmakers, on governors like Gavin Newsom, to provide evidence if they have it? Because these investigations have happened and they turn up nothing.
Gavin Newsom just lied. I'm looking here at the taxes that he, the governor of California, puts on the people who buy gasoline. It's, he says 54 cents. For state excise tax. That's true. He got that one right. But
you can put
stopped.
The breakdown up on the Another screen. Another 23. Go ahead.
Do you have that?
Yep.
Okay.
It's on the screen.
23 cents for cap and trade, 18 cents for low carbon fuel, and 3.7% on top of that, sales taxes, and then something for storage. They have piled taxes on taxes on taxes on the people of California. And if Governor Newsom wants to know who's responsible for the high taxes, the high cost of gasoline in California, he should look in the mirror. He did this to his own people. The nerve of him to blame other people.
Well, or sit down with those oil companies and understand where they're coming from and what is driving these costs would help too.
Good enough there. We'll stop it there. Wow. Spot on. Because I'm telling you, folks, you don't just watch a presidential administration change, Trump to Biden, and gas prices soar because policies weren't involved? No, policies are involved. And you don't just drive across the border of one state to the next and find a massive difference in pricing at the pump unless governmental policies are involved? Yes. And then you look at things, too, like subsidizing the green energy sector. Well, I get it. I'm okay with an all-of-the-above policy. I've said that multiple times on this show. I like the idea of oil, gas, solar, wind, do it all. But you know what? Make each portion of that energy sector be able to sustain itself. Make them have the best product line. Make them use the free market principles that everybody else has to use. If we underwrite them with government dollars, all we're doing is picking winners and losers and propping up a fake market. More on this when we get back. Got some great text coming in about it, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here, live in the Right Side studio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hour number two. Wow, hour number two. I know, we're there already. Hour number two. Hey, by the way, we're still in number one of the Triple Dipper. Going to wrap it up here in this segment, I believe. The price of Texas tea. What's driving up the price at the pump? And, oh, by the way, what's being done about it? Could it possibly be that it relates to, I don't know, state and federal governmental policies and taxes? Maybe I'm onto something. At the same time, you have to also look at it and go, and there's so much politics at play right now. So here's a, in fact, I don't know which way to look. I got stories flying everywhere. Up on the big screen right now, you got Democrat Representative Ro Khanna from California claiming the Saudis are not treating us like an ally because, I don't know, they didn't up their production like Biden demanded that they do. And so now we're going to threaten them. That's amazing to me. What hypocrisy. I mean, you go and you undercut their market by dumping our strategic reserve oil into the market. And they're like, well, okay, never mind then. We just won't produce that much. You got all your strategic oil you want to keep using. And so, yeah, they chose not only to not increase production, they cut it by 2 million barrels a day. That's just like a slap in the face, but it's also because they don't have any respect at all for the Biden administration. Then you turn to my left, I'm looking at the computer screens, and I'm seeing a story just posted on Fox News in the last 30 minutes. It says, President Biden taken aback by multiple reporters suggesting that the oil reserve release is meant to help Democrats. he's like, what? Why would you ask that question? I mean, so literally he's at a presser and he's announcing the release of 15 million more barrels of oil from our strategic reserve, dadgummit, saying that it would lower gas prices and bolster domestic oil production. As he concluded his remarks, a White House reporter shouted out to him, which he kind of got snippety with her. And she said, her question was, what is your response to Republicans who say you're only doing this strategic release to help Democrats in the midterms? And he says, where have you been the last 4 months? That's my response. Another one shouted out and said, is it politically motivated, sir, just 3 weeks before the midterms? And he says, no, it's not. And he tries to kind of make this kind of stumbling, you know, I'm trying to continue doing what I've been doing, trying to push on, make sure enough oil is pumped out there so, you know, we can help bolster our domestic production and keep prices low. He's doing it for politics. We know he is. Other things that are happening, though, right now that are just maddening. Like you look at the story from yesterday on the Daily Caller. Headline, Biden administration puts off correcting a math mistake. You heard me, math, M-A-T-H, math mistake, stalling offshore drilling, industry group alleges. I'd forgotten about this. This happened earlier this year. So oil and gas leases off the coast of Alabama are a huge revenue boost for Alabama. We have an oil and gas revenue trust fund that we have billions of dollars in that is generated from the royalties that come out of our Gulf of Mexico oil exploration. Well, the National Marine Fisheries Service admitted in April that it had calculated incorrectly on a portion of the licensing processes, and that the literally, just go with me here. Bottom line is their calculations were incorrect. And that calculation then has to be reconfigured so they can't do the oil and gas leases right now. Okay. That was in February. Now I'll take it back. April. It started in February. It was admitted in April. It says here, the problem is that there does not appear to be a whole lot of urgency behind the efforts to correct this. It's an issue that's been lingering for a long time, said the NOIA's president. That's NOIA. What is NOIA? I'm going to look it up in a minute. The bottom line is it's an oil industry. Oh, here's the National Ocean Industries Association. It said, correcting this absolutely should be a priority when it comes to our nation's energy security. Here's what it boils down to. Apparently, they made a calculation based upon the amount of drilling you're doing, how many marine mammals you're allowed to have an impact on. Okay. Let me read you this quote, because I wrote down next to it, I highlighted it, and right next to it, I wrote the words mumbo jumbo. You ready? Oil and gas activities in the Gulf of Mexico have the potential to take, in quotes, take marine mammals by, quote, harassment, which is prohibited unless the lease owner receives an incidental take authorization under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, said a NOAA spokeswoman. NOAA created an incidental rule in 2021 which issued take authorizations to individual operators to allow them to continue their activities legally. However, it was discovered by the National Marine Fisheries Service in 2021 that the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management miscalculated the amount of wildlife takes that would be expected by oil and gas exploration in the Gulf, which has now delayed approvals for... What your bottom line is this. They're afraid it's going to affect marine mammals, so they set some kind of a notional limit, but then they allow you to pay for a major license to be allowed to then incur potentially going past the limit, except now they say, hey, we miscalculated. We got to go back and reconfigure. We don't know how many whales are in that area. And this is what we're dealing with right now. And the response from the industry, here's a quote. You ready? In order for us to continue to produce at the levels that we're at and then also add to the supplies, we need the ability to do seismic work, and we can only do those through these approvals, and the government needs to make these corrections as quickly as possible. The administration's consistent delays are causing uncertainty throughout the industry. You think? This is a government policy, folks. That's part of what we're dealing with. The very idea that they simply have a math error in the licensing process that allows for the notional levels of mammals to potentially be impacted, whether they are or not, as a part of the overall regulatory burden placed upon the industry, and they can't correct their math, and so now we can't do exploration in the Gulf. I kid you not. Meanwhile, OPEC is over there laughing. Story on the Daily Caller, dated yesterday. A win for taxpayers, by the way, that's sarcasm. A win for taxpayers, Biden to pay nearly three times more than Trump would have to refill the strategic oil reserves. President Joe Biden will buy oil to refill the strategic petroleum reserve at a price that is nearly three times higher than what the Trump administration would have paid. Biden's Department of Energy aims to buy back crude oil at a price of between $67 to $72 per barrel after selling off 15 million barrels most recently, to complete the largest series of SPR releases in the nation's history. Former President Donald Trump proposed in March of 2020 to refill the strategic reserves at a price of just $24 per barrel. However, at that time, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer helped block the proposal, calling it a bailout for big oil. Well, they're going to make three times the amount now. How you like it now? It's unbelievable what we're dealing with here. And these are governmental policies impacting what you and I do when we just pull up at the pump to put gas in my truck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got a stack of this stuff. It just keeps going. Biden blasts U.S. oil companies announcing his plans to combat gas. That was in March of this year on ABC News. Tell me how this worked out. Biden blamed two roots for the high energy costs: Russian President Vladimir Putin's ongoing invasion of Ukraine and the lingering economic effects of COVID-19. He did say, though, there's no firm answer to when gas prices go down, but they will go down fairly significantly, and predicted that we would see somewhere between 10 and 35 cents a gallon better prices. We are now in October. That didn't play out well. How about this one from Y'all Politics? Y'all Politics is over Mississippi, by the way. Over down Mississippi, right next door to our left side, Mississippi. Gas prices are rising again. This is a guest editorial by Senator Wicker from Mississippi. Gas prices rising again. President Biden's green agenda is to blame. From his first day in office, the president made war on U.S. energy production, making it harder to extract, refine, and move oil and gas across the country. It goes on to say, this is dated 3 days ago, there's no good reason that our nation should be dependent on foreign oil. 2 years before President Biden took office, our nation had become energy independent. President Biden is now reversing that progress, preferring instead to buy foreign oil rather than allow our own domestic energy production to thrive. He says, above all, the president's energy agenda is costly and unworkable here at home. Last thing I'll say is this. I got an article that just summarizes some of what I really believe is necessary. We have got to get to an all of the above. There is no reason why you can't have the oil and gas industry and competing, by the way, with solar and wind. Let them compete. Competition is good for the consumer. When they compete and they have to build the better mousetrap, we're the ones who win. So the idea is this. Let the oil and gas industry compete on their own merit. See what they can get done. And in all of the above process to energy policies just makes good sense for everybody. It makes good sense for us as a nation. It makes good sense for the families who have to buy gas to get to work, and go buy groceries, and take the kids to school. And I'll tell you, that just makes good sense. Hey, Boomer, tell our caller we won't be able to do that one today. I appreciate it, but we got to move to a break right now, so let's do that. We'll come right back, folks. It's time to shift gears. I'm going to head into a different section of the show right now. Adventures in Woke World coming up. You know that one. A buffet, a plethora, a cornucopia, if you will, of wokeness. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.